wherever books are sold, or visit us online at joycemeyer.org. Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Grace Women's Healthcare, a Christian-based OBGYN practice serving St. Lucie County for 5 years, strives to provide excellent OBGYN care to women in a supportive environment. Board certified Dr. Carl Zollicoffer, along with nurse practitioner Denise Joseph, are available to serve you at 772-429-3400. Grace Women's Healthcare, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 772-429-3400.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Your real intelligence is not studied. We want to study. You know, even today you have educated fools. Yeah, I know that may sound a little funny, but educated people that have all degrees of education, but they're stupid, ignorant, crazy. But they've read books. They've established opinions. They have degrees. Degrees are good, but you understand what I'm saying here. But they're educated fools. So your real intelligence is not studied. The real intelligence is discerned. You're a person of the spirit. You're a masterpiece. Sometimes we're hung up on what we have studied, what we've accumulated as knowledge, and what we know. But see, we can become as little children. Now, I'm not talking about naive. I'm not talking about stupid and crazy. I'm talking about we're adults. But he wants us to become as little children. Little children forget one moment to the next. They may have had a bad experience over there and got whooped, but, you know, they ain't going to stay there pouting. They'll get up and they'll be running around again. You have to whoop them again. They done forgot. You understand what I mean? But the Lord says, except we become as little children. In other words, I can't be stuck on just what I've studied. Amen. God says some things that you know, you ain't studied before. Amen. He'll show you some things you hadn't read before. He'll give you a word that is a key that will open up everything else to you. Out of all the effort that you made here and there and the other, you couldn't find it, you weren't successful with it, and then God speaks to you. Isn't it amazing that God would honor us like that? He don't talk to the animals like that. They don't have that capacity. It's man created in his image, his masterpiece, his representation here in the earth. When man lost his original relationship with God, he became a victim of his education. Now, you know me, I don't talk against education. We don't need to be ignorant, educated, but we want to be educated by God, and not just religious folk that know some Bible verses, that attend church on Sunday. We want to be educated by God. See, when Adam fell, he became a victim of education, like man today. A man is a victim of the education of books. Now understand, take this in the right perspective. Movies, even words from other people, parents, grandparents, peers. Man became a victim of what he can see, touch, hear, taste, and feel. These are the things now man tends to lean upon to gain what he considers knowledge. And the enemy eggs that on. You don't want to stand out too much. You don't want to be too different. You know, you want people talking about you too much. You know, just get the herd mentality. I mean, every masterpiece walks to the beat of a different drum. You're peculiar, whether you like it or not. If you're saved and you really love God, you are peculiar. People see you as peculiar. Not only are you peculiar, you're royal. You're royal. That's who you are. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. It don't matter whether you drive a Bentley. A Bentley don't make you royal. The mob drives Bentleys. Live in the 15-bedroom houses and what have you. Live that don't make you anything. See, it's got to be a mindset. You got to live from within. The Holy Spirit, the kingdom of God within you, has to find its way out of you, because it will take over territories. It will push back darkness. It will stop the mouths of lions. It'll shut the devil's strategy down. You got to learn the seed principle. Just throw a seed over in there and keep it watered. Before you know it, you've taken another territory. Before you know it, people have been moved around. Where's so-and-so? He got transferred up to Alaska. Alaska? He can't bother you no more. We decided to put you in his position. Tell me those things won't happen. If you let the Holy Ghost educate you, talk to you, and take what you know and shed inspiration and revelation on it. He'll take stuff that you've learned, even in books. It may not be a time to apply it, but this is how he'll use that. When it comes time to apply something, he'll go into your library. They've read about this principle, this author, this book. And when it's time, he'll bring that to your remembrance. Because it's time to apply that principle. It's time to use what you were taught there. And the Holy Ghost will take it and inspire you. And it'll be the right time to do it to advance the kingdom, to advance your destiny, to advance your purpose. Amen. When real intelligence was destroyed or minimized or seen as fearful, you know, people are afraid of God. It's like Israel. They heard God on top of the mountain. They saw the black smoke, the black cloud, the thunder. They said, Moses, we don't want to hear God. We'll hear you. We don't want to hear God. But see, it's God's will that all of us be priests, not clergy and laity. Everybody won't carry a microphone. You may never be behind a microphone, but you may be on an assembly line. And people are watching your life. And when stuff happens, you can talk sense to them. You can witness of the glory of God. Amen. On the assembly line. Hello. Or out picking fruit. Hello. Wherever you are. See, that doesn't determine your value or who you are. No, you are here on kingdom assignment, doing the work of the king, establishing a kingdom. And God's going to establish it in every domain. Somebody got to pick the fruit. Somebody got to write the checks. Somebody's got to be a CEO. Somebody's got to be a laborer. God got them everywhere. And you are a masterpiece wherever you are. You might be going to the assisted living home every day, playing bingo, you know, over there but you got a testimony. When we allow God to work in us like that and govern us and have dominion over us, and our source is the Holy. I'm amazed at this man's, as old as he is, and I know that the Lord will take him home soon, but there's something in him that hasn't grown old, you know, that's still young, that's still sharp, that's still the same John I knew way about 25, almost 30 years ago. When real intelligence was destroyed, man and woman looked outside of themselves to find knowledge. John 10:10, the word says, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. In John 7:38, he said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said. See, there's a way that we have, that God has ordained for us to believe. Not just any old kind of way. I believe this about God. Well, show me in the scripture, or show me how you believe that. He says, if you believe on me as the scripture, I said, what is he trying to do? He's trying to convince us to go back to the origin. And he's showing us the pathway back. If you believe on me as the scripture has said, for lo, I come in the volume of the books. In the book, it is written of me. Huh? Not Islam, you know, not these other religions. Ain't none of them right. And I'm not prejudiced. The truth is the truth. Pilate said, what is truth? Jesus told us in the scripture, I am the way. I am the, Jesus is the truth and the life. And no man can come into the knowledge of the Father, true knowledge and education, except through me. So all this other stuff is error and demonic. And it's trying to infiltrate the church, to water down the church, to get the church to accept everything else. How many know the devil is a lie? They can call you or us whatever they want to. I don't get my education from what they call me. They can be saying all kind of things, and God can be saying, I'm well pleased. Stay on the wall. Preach the truth. Walk upright. Don't compromise. Tell them the truth. Let your light shine. You are the salt. While the world's trying to kick you around, tell you how wrong you are, how narrow-minded, how biased you are. No, what God said in Romans chapter 1 is true today too. He said, let not man lie with mankind as with womankind. See, the way you really know it's wrong, go to the book of origins. God didn't create like that. That's hybrid. That's a mutation. That's demonic. God didn't start like that. Look in Genesis. That's how God started. Y'all making all this argument. God ain't changed either. Well, that's Old Testament. Well, in the New Testament, he says the same thing. Abusers of themselves with mankind. That ain't boxers. People think, oh, you ain't supposed to box. No, that ain't boxers. That's sport. He's talking about abusers of themselves with mankind, receiving in themselves that recompense. Do I need to go further? I'll get real graphic on you here. That's messed up. But you got voices out there from the outside attacking the church, pounding the church, trying to get the church to compromise, to let stuff in. No, we need to be governed from within. And I hear the Holy Ghost say, no, 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 don't compromise. You're not going to get people saved by compromising with them. No, we don't hate anybody. God hates sin too. But we don't hate people. You have to work beside a person that's like that or a certain kind of way or a drug addict. You can work beside them. Why? The greater one is on the inside of you. That devil will have to come subject. As a matter of fact, they'll start liking to be around you because they got some control when they're around you. Amen. So we see here, if we believe as the scripture has said, we won't get this thing twisted.
We have come to the close of part 4 of Dominion, God's masterpiece. John 7:38 says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. When we are properly connected to God in spirit, anything that God has chosen to reveal will be open to us. God speaks to our spirit. Jesus knows your heart. Having the knowledge that God communicates to you is not learn, but discern. As a believer priest, we are on a kingdom assignment here on earth. Saints of God must confess and believe daily that the Spirit of God lives on the inside of me. Life flows out of them, and I am a masterpiece.
Hi, this is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service time is 11 o'clock a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.